Hi, my name is Dylan Gruber and I serve as a trustee. We begin every worship service with this welcome statement. Today, since we are not worshiping in person, it's my privilege to share it with you online. We, the people of Church of the Nativity, United Church of Christ, believe that all people are of sacred worth. Therefore, we warmly welcome people of every age, language, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender identity, physical and mental ability, economic means, marital status, and family structure into the full fellowship, membership, leadership, ministry, worship, online or in person, and sacramental life in our congregation. We commit ourselves to continuing conversation and growth as we seek to be the loving and inclusive faith community that we believe God is calling us to be. As we gather and worship today, we welcome seekers, doubters, and believers. We also understand that we come together from different experiences. Some of us have had wonderful weeks, others not so great. Some are happy, others sad. Some hopeful, others discouraged. Nevertheless, as we say in the United Church of Christ, no matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome here. Pastor Ruth will now share some important announcements.
Hi, my name is Ruth Snyder, and I have the privilege of serving as the pastor of Church of the Nativity United Church of Christ. While service and meetings are suspended, we're happy that we can connect virtually. So thanks for joining us for worship. Today, we're celebrating Palm Sunday, which begins the sacred time of Holy Week. Now, normally we would have palm branches to wave, but today I invite you to wave your palms during the singing of the opening song of Glory, Laud, and Honor. We're going to be using that image of palms throughout Holy Week, so stay tuned today, and let me tell you about our Holy Week services. This Thursday is Holy Thursday, when we remember Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples. I hope you'll join us. We'll celebrate communion. So I would encourage you to have some wine or juice or bread prepared and to eat it when I do, so that we have this idea of sharing this sacred meal together. Then on Friday, which is Good Friday, we will also have a service. It will be focused on the last words that Jesus spoke from the cross. There are seven of them, seven phrases, really. Now, the links to each of these services will be sent to those for whom we have an email address or available on our Facebook page, Church of the Nativity, United Church of Christ. We hope to see you there. Now, providing music for us today is our new praise team director, Sean Irawong, and praise team vocalist, Chrissy DeMar. So remember, palms up.
Lips of children, make sweet hosannas ring.
morning is from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. These verses describe the entrance Jesus made as he rode into Jerusalem. Our reading is from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. When Jesus and his disciples had come near Jerusalem, and he had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed to the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus of Nazareth in Galilee." So ends our hearing in these ancient words. May God's Spirit open our hearts and minds to understand the meaning they hold for us today.
It's Miss Carissa, and today is Palm Sunday, and I'm very excited because today is also the first day that we're going to announce our awards for participation. And I have a special new award for us. It's called Connection Champs. So the class on Class Dojo that has the most participation points by the end of the week is going to win that week's award, and I'm going to announce it here in my message. And I'm giving points also for people who participate in things like the youth choir Zoom meetings and middle high youth, and all of the people who are watching videos and posting comments, you're all getting points. Now, this week's winner, it's very close, it's by 2 points. First and second grade. So congratulations, first and second grade. You are this week's Connection Champs. All right. So Pastor Ruth just talked about waving palms for today. Now, kids, I'm going to challenge you to wave something else while your family members who are grown-ups are waving their palms. So I have some suggestions that I made while I was digging around in Miss Kristen's office. So these are probably things you have at home. So the first one, this is just a piece of green construction paper. I folded it in half and cut some little leaves out of, and I stapled it to a piece of chenille stem, and then we can wave that. Okay, so that's one. And then this one here, I found a ruler and I cut some strips of construction paper and I taped them to the ruler. That one's my favorite, I think. That's very noisy. And then if you want to go with the palm theme, you can trace your hand on a piece of paper, and I just have this taped to a colored pencil, and you can wave that too. You can do, I just did two. You can do as many as you want. And you might even have your parents trace their hands so you can have big ones and little ones. That would be fun. Now, if you're not into cutting, or maybe you're not able to cut yet, then I have another idea. And that is something that makes noise. So I have my tambourine from home. So maybe you would wave that or bang on it. Maybe you have a pot in the kitchen or something that you can use. Your parents might not like me very much after this, but it will be very fun. Now, Mr. Dillon read to you the story of Palm Sunday, and that's when Jesus rides on the donkey into Jerusalem. And all of the people line the street with their various palms, and they wave them, and they shout something interesting. They shout the word Hosanna. So, whenever you hear Hosanna, either when I'm talking or maybe when Pastor Ruth is talking later, you can wave whatever it is you've made. Or you can wave your palms, or you can play your instrument, okay? So, some of the people, this is true in life, I think, some of the people were really, really happy that Jesus was coming. And so I have a picture here of all the people, and they're smiling, and they're yelling, and they're happy, and they're shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And that means save. So they were thinking Jesus was coming to save them, and they were very, very excited. And you know, there's also sometimes people who are kind of grumpy. And this is the same thing that happened in this story. So we have some other people, and they are yelling at Jesus because they're not happy that his friends are making all this noise. Has anyone ever yelled at you because you made too much noise? Yeah, especially now when we're all at home together, sometimes we can be a little loud when somebody's trying to work or sleep or watch TV maybe. And it's easy to get frustrated about that. But I want to tell you, today is one day where you're allowed to be noisy. I give you permission to be noisy today, at least for a few minutes. And no one's going to yell at you. Okay, parents, please don't yell at them. So, we're going to do a very big Hosanna to finish off, and I want everybody to get their instruments and their palms ready, okay? Hosanna! Woo! So remember, today is a day of great joy because we have Jesus who loves us and who is with us all the time, and we can remember how important he is, and we can celebrate him today and every day. So we'll see you guys in a couple days for Holy Thursday. Bye.
I'm a part of a community of practice, which consists of some colleagues, clergy colleagues, facilitated by Reverend Dr. Bruce McKay. And we meet once a month for about 3 hours. This week, we met via Zoom. And we talk about, we do a devotional time, and then we talk about what's impacting us in terms of ministry. Bruce does the devotions, and this week, he was talking about Palm Sunday. And he was talking about palms in terms of palms of your hands. And that got me to really thinking about that, and deciding, with his permission, that I would use it as the theme of today's message. Now, one of the reasons that I really liked it was because about a month ago, Kate and I went down to visit our just past 6-month-old granddaughter. We saw our parents too, but they weren't nearly as important. But Ellie was discovering her hands. And it was the neatest thing because she'd be, you know, looking at them and then she'd go like, as if it was the first time she had seen them. And she was learning that she could pull things to her. And when her parents were feeding her, she wanted to take the spoon and try to get it to her mouth. Very sincere about it all. But it was just so amazing to watch her look at her hands, her palms. And I realized in watching her and in thinking about it how important these hands are. That most of the time we take for granted, but these days we're washing them a whole lot more. But these hands are hands that are capable of all kinds of things. They're hands that can be used to bring about healing and tender touch. They can also be used to be mean. Well, on Palm Sunday, as you heard when Dylan read the passage from Matthew, Jesus was coming into Jerusalem really for the last week of his life. And people had learned about him, and they were hoping that he was going to come in as a conquering ruler, a king that would rule the territory. So they were excited about that, especially the Jewish people, because they were living in very awful occupied kinds of experiences by the Romans were the occupying force at the time. So people, when he came in, took palm branches, because palm trees were around, and they would take the branches and they would wave them. Some of them took their cloaks off and laid it on the ground, kind of like we would think of as the red carpet treatment. And I'm sure others were waving their palms like we've done today. Waving to Jesus in the excitement, Hosanna in the highest, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And I was thinking about Jesus' palms, because I suspect he was waving back to people and acknowledging their love for him or their excitement about all this. And I was also thinking how they had seen Jesus' hands reaching out to people that normally others were keeping a serious social distance from. People like lepers, and blind people, and people that were otherwise sick in some form or another, because in that day and age, if people were sick, people assumed that they had done something wrong. But Jesus took his hand, and he would reach out and he would touch people, and they would be healed. And he would welcome them into community because now they were whole again. They didn't need to be isolated. And Jesus used these hands to feed the 5,000. He used them to teach. And I suspect, like me as a preacher, I use my hands. And I think Jesus probably did too, as he was trying to tell stories and explain how much God loved people and cared about people. Jesus used his palms, Jesus used his hands to reach out, to touch people, to draw them to himself and to God and to each other. And I think that's what people were celebrating that Palm Sunday. But interestingly, this is what follows that reading that we had today. This is verse 12. Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." Now, lots of people, if they've watched any of the films about Jesus, see this, and he's kind of wildly going around and turning tables and using a whip and yelling things, and not at all the kind of Jesus we think about. What's important to know, though, in this, is that Jesus was really calling to task the powers that be, and they were the religious people in the temple. But what they were doing was taking advantage of the poor people. And they were, when people would come with a dove to turn it into temple money, they would overcharge them. If they would cheat them because they weren't particularly educated, and they would take advantage of these poor people who were coming to worship God. And Jesus was making it clear to those religious authorities that this is not what the temple is going to be about. So Jesus used his hands to call to task the powers that be. And as we see as the story continues in Holy Week, that's actually what began to really get the authorities angry enough to call for his crucifixion. But we'll save that for later in the week. Now I'm thinking about hands, and I'm thinking we have seen people in this time of the coronavirus that are using their hands like Jesus did for phenomenal healing. I think of the people in the hospitals and the intensive cares, and their hands are gloved, but they're tenderly attending to people. They're putting them on ventilators. They're working overtime. They're exhausted and they're tired, but they're using their hands for healing. There are other people that are sewing masks at home that'll be used to help protect them. There are people that are reaching out within their own family to comfort children, to help them with their schoolwork, to help them stay focused with things and making things and doing their studies. When as this time drags on, it's so getting so difficult to be cooped up. Our hands, like Jesus' hands, can be used in a healing, restorative way. Our hands can also be used, like Jesus did, to call the powers that be to account. There are people that are saying and doing and being concerned about writing letters and signing petitions that we have to be real aware during this crisis of people that are homeless and make sure that they're attended to. We have people that are writing petitions and being concerned that some of the laws that were put in place to make sure that the environment was cared for are being rolled back, and that maybe that isn't a very good idea. We have people that are protesting. Some of them are the caregivers and saying, help us, calling the powers that be to task. All of it is important. With Jesus, the overwhelming part of his ministry was tender care and healing. But Jesus also used his hands to point out what wasn't right and to call people, to challenge people to kingdom living, to better choices. In a minute or two, Sean is going to play Ride On, Ride On in Majesty on the piano. It's a good Palm Sunday song, hymn. And I invite you to wave your hands while he's playing. He's using his hands to play. And as you wave your hands, your palms, think about how you're using your hands for healing, for calling others appropriately to accountability. And then bring your hands back on Holy Thursday as we receive together and eat and drink the Last Supper. Amen. Oftentimes with the children's sermon, at the end of it, well, I'll do a prayer, and it's one hand up, the other hand up, together. Let's pray. Let's pray. Loving Jesus, you showed us the way of being in the world, the way of God's love. You connected us to God, to yourself, to each other, and you invited us to join you in your healing and loving ministry. And at times, when necessary, to call to account laws or practices in our country, in our world, that are part of what would be the best. Help us to use our hands for healing and our hands for accountability. Bless those who are using their hands to work in hospitals, urgent cares, first responders, all those places where they're working to care for others. Give them the strength, the courage they need each day. Give them rest when they're able to get it, good, sound rest. Thank you for people who are using their hands to pick up groceries for others. Thanks for the grocers who are there in the checkout counters and making sure that people can eat. Thank you, God, for our elected leaders who keep working to deal with this COVID-19 virus in ways that will flatten the curve and save lives. God, there's countless people that we would give thanks for. Help us, each of us, to walk as Jesus walked, to care as Jesus cared, that we may join him in this ministry and bring us back on Thursday and Friday to walk with him to the cross, and then next Sunday to join in his resurrection. All of this we pray in the name of Jesus, using the words that he taught us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
During in-person worship, this is the time when we receive the offerings which enable us to fulfill our mission as a welcoming, nurturing, empowering community of faith, carrying Christ's love, justice, and peace into our community and world. We won't be passing plates today, but if you would like to support our ministry, we have a PayPal button on our website, or you may mail your gift to the church. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you.
And now may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his love, joy, and peace, which passes all understanding. Amen.